When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your market close for March 5th, 2025. So my goal today for you guys is talk rates a little bit, but here's what we're going to talk about. For those homeowners, show you how this information or this news right here, along with this economic calendar and this bond that we're going to track here in a second, might be able to save you close to $100,000. So without further ado, let's get to it. So my name is Dan Frio, where our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? I'll give you all that information at the end of this video. You have to stay tuned. So let's get over to see what happened today. Mortgage rates went up a little bit. The concern right now is we don't know what's going to happen. Yesterday or last 2 days in the stock market, we had a 1300 point move on the downswing. There's no rhyme or reason. So I want to focus in on homeowners and those out there also that might be homeowners soon on how you can refinance. A lot of people, that slogan we came up with recently, you know, marry the house, date the rate, or something like that. We talked about that the other day, how you really like that house, you're really wanting to buy. A lot of people are now realizing, oh, man, I can refinance. My house didn't go down in value, so I can refinance and take advantage of these rates to focus in on today. So let's get over to it. Mortgage rates went up just a little bit today. Let's just look at some of the things that are still hitting it. It's kind of like broken record at this point. We have tariffs coming in, reciprocal tariffs coming in. I want to see what's happening in Ukraine, also what's coming in with that. It looks like the auto industry is coming off tariffs now. So basically, folks, it's like we're just throwing a bunch of dust up in the air and just seeing, you know, when it's coming down, and then we throw more up there, wait for all this to settle. So in the meantime, here's my suggestion to you. We're going to focus in on what's going on right now. So here's some of the economic news coming in. And I'm going to give you some forewarnings to what I'm thinking is going to happen over the next couple readings on some inflationary numbers and some job reports. And now this is kind of what's on the odds right at this minute. So let's get to it. What's coming out in the next couple days is, well, let's get to the data. I don't have it on the board yet. See if I can. Let's pull up this chart right through here. So this tells us basically the economy at a glance. And this is all the stuff that the Federal Reserve monitors. Okay. One of the pieces of the puzzle that's coming in this week is right through here, the unemployment rate. Now we had some numbers from ADP coming in today, and they were really bad. We had a nice little rally in the bonds, and then all of a sudden it just turned around and went the other way. So this is, I'm going to show you how today use this volatility in your favor if you're a homeowner, and even if you're a potential homeowner. But this is the data that's coming in right now. Okay, so this is here. With all the tariffs and everything going into effect, and they kicked into effect now, the next inflationary readings, I would have to say they have to go up. So we're going to start seeing unemployment maybe, let's say, going trickling up a little bit, or even if it stays steady, you're going to have this inflation number maybe trickling up a little bit. Now, is the Federal Reserve, are they going to take into consideration the tariffs? That's, you know, the piece of or why the prices went up. So if and when the tariffs come off, that piece will come right back off. So is it a temporary situation or is it a long term? That's what the Federal Reserve is trying to figure out. So the markets are all over the board. So let's use the volatility, like stock traders, when they use, you know, options and margins and all this stuff, kind of take advantage of this possibly. And I'm going to show you a calculator. I'll share it down below and you guys can use it to your liking. On how you can calculate, you know, what your savings would be, and also what your know, what your break-even point would be if you're looking to refi. So let's get over to it. Here's what's coming in the rest of this week. And the reason why I showed you that piece of the puzzle a second ago is we had ADP payroll numbers come in. And again, this is the employment numbers. They came in, last reading was 186,000 people got new jobs. This time, 77,000. They thought it'd be about 140. So it was half of what they expected. Okay, so that's okay. That's shocking news there a little bit. Then you go down through here. We'll get the initial jobless claims from the government tomorrow. So this is going to, you know, kind of validate this or not. And then on Friday, we're going to get the true unemployment rate, which is, again, back to that thing that we were looking at here a second ago. This is going to be the unemployment rate. That's coming in on Friday. So these are the three things, again, that the Federal Reserve monitors. But this is the wild card right now. Okay, so that's the concern that we have. So let me get to what I'm talking about. So let's take the volatility that we're seeing in the market right now. When these prices go up, rates come down. Okay, so this is a nice rally that we've seen, and I can put in like Fibonacci levels and other charting things on here. You know, I think we're a little over, you know, overpriced right now, where rates are good, but on a verge of maybe going up. And if we go back to last September, when things were starting to look good and the Federal Reserve cut rates, rates were about 6.25. They were even lower than they are now. And the Federal Reserve cut rates, and then rates went back up to 7.25. Okay, so I don't know what your rate is. So what I thought I'd do today is let's see if the volatility today will help you. Okay, so right now it's staying sticky right now, about it's 6.72 on the interest rate. So let's just use that for now, even though this might not be your scenario. Okay, but let's just use that for a simplistic reason. So what I'm going to show you and go through it with you, and this will be down below in the description, is you can plug in calculations and put in your information on when you bought your home right up through here. Pretty simple. Plug that in. And you're going to put in the original loan amount. Just pull out your documents, whatever. Put in your interest rate, in your term, and then when you your first payment started. Okay, when did it start? Put that in there. Okay. A lot of people that if you closed in probably October through February, October of 2023 or January, February of 2024, your rate's probably in the high sevens, low eights. So we're getting a lot of calls right now for this. So you plug in that scenario, you go down through here and then plug in this scenario. This is actually a client we're working on. So I put in 6.625 because that's what we got them. Their fees were $2,200. So they went from 8.125 to 6.625. And it'll say, you know, we're closing and the first payment would be due in March. Here's their savings, if you can see that. Let me get my head out of the way so you guys can get a good view of this. Okay, so let's scan in on that saving. Okay, so this is basically the principal and interest. That's what they were paying. This is what their new payment would be. Okay, that's great. But what you also have to consider is what the costs are involved. Okay, so let's go down through here. Based on these costs, their title fees were pretty simple and they didn't need an appraisal. Their title fees were $2,200. So their break-even point is in 6.5 months, they've already recovered their fees. By doing this also, and if they never refinance again and just keep making the same monthly payments, they'll save $93,000 in interest saving. So $93,000. So this, I think a lot of people are going to miss out on this because, you know, it's like some of these people get to the point where, and hopefully you're not one of them, but it's like, okay, I can get at 6.625, but roll the dice till tomorrow and maybe I can get 6.5. Folks, if you like the numbers, I wouldn't be a gambler in this market. This can save you a lot of money. Don't miss out on saving. So that's all I got to say. So check out the calculator. I'll have everything down below. So to conclude basically today's calendar or events, tomorrow's jobs report is going to be a big market mover unless it comes right in at point. And I think a lot of people are just waiting for this, but I think most people are right on the sidelines right through here. They're trying to wait. Even the markets are trying to determine what is going to go on through here. So I'll keep you posted daily. It is a daily update at this point because if you got a rate quote yesterday, it's probably no good today. Everyday rates are changing and throughout the day they're changing. So how do you reach out to me to see if I can help you? Let's go to this right through here. The first thing I want to do for you guys, and here's a sneak peek of what our new website's going to kind of look like. It's halfway built. But before you call me, before you call anybody to try to get a mortgage, even if you're trying to get a car loan, What I want you to do is go to optoutprescreener.com right through here. This isn't my website. I didn't create the thing. It's kind of like the do not call list. So if you sign up for the do not call list, I did. I think it was pretty crappy. I still get 100 calls a day. But I did sign up for this because what happens is when we pull your credit here or any mortgage company pulls your credit, the credit agencies will then sell your data to all kind of financial institutions. And they're selling your financial data. It'll give them everything they basically need to know about you. You want to stop that from happening, and they're trying to get this through Congress, but the lobbyists are pretty good. But until it goes through, optoutprescreener.com and fill this out, and don't delay. Stop the video now and just go do it, because so many people, I talk to everybody, I don't know how many people I talk to a day, and I think I had one so far saying, yeah, I did it. Like, you'll thank me. So everybody else, you know, once you do it, you'll thank me. So let's get over to who I am and what do I do. My name is Dan Free. I do this report every day. I've been doing this for over 35 years. I'd love to help you. I work at a bank that's a federally chartered bank. So that means I'm federally licensed throughout the whole country as well as Puerto Rico. Cool thing about us is we're set up with, we have our bank and our lending, but we also have 30 other lenders. These are mortgage companies, banks, credit unions that we can use their products. We can use their products, their rates. Some of them have like two programs right now. There's a $4,500 grant out there that gets you. Probably can't find this thing. Another one that's $6,000 and it'll give you $500 for your appraisal. But we have programs like this in the background that it's hard for me to advertise all those because I can't advertise for 30 different lenders. So this is what we do here. So I do a video twice a day to inform you guys what's going on with real estate and how to you know, navigate this environment. If you'd like my help, I'd love to help you. Go to therateupdate.com. You can do a few things right up through there. Hit the apply now button. You'll be linked to me. I'll probably call you within 24 hours and go through some questions. If you'd rather set up a consultation, you can do that right up through there. If you'd rather just call and jump in the front of the line, let's go down through here and you're going to see that right at the bottom of the screen right through there. So you can give us a call at 844-775-5626. Either Alan or myself will be answering. Or if you're having a tough time getting through or just want to reach out to me directly, just email me at dan@rateupdate.com. I'd love to answer any questions that you have. Please leave me your phone number and your email address and get back with you and answer that question and anything else. So thanks for watching, folks. If you haven't subscribed yet, I hope you do so right over there. Otherwise, have a fantastic evening and hope to see you back here tomorrow to see how this mess starts all over again. Have a good one. Bye-bye.